This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. It's Wednesday, and President-elect Donald Trump has officially nominated Marco Rubio to be the Secretary of State. I absolutely love this pick. If you've listened to the show for long enough, you know that I've always been a Marco Rubio fan. I know a lot of people think he's a swamp guy. I completely disagree with that assessment. I think that, you know, when we were talking... I guess we were talking earlier yesterday and about Marco Rubio, and it was the statement was made that Marco Rubio ran for president just a little too early. He had some more stuff to do before he would be positioning himself as presidential material. But I just always appreciated how he was the first person in Washington, D.C. that I thought actually represented it, like something that was younger than the old hat, old guard way of Washington, D.C. Marco Rubio spoke in a way that made me feel like, for the first time, he was talking to me as a parent, as somebody who's trying to, you know, not just make do, but get ahead and working my butt off, my husband working his butt off to get ahead in this country. He champions that. His understanding of the Latino community, specifically in Florida, which has a lot of people from Cuba, Puerto Rico, all those communities that kind of make their home in Florida. It's just, I've always appreciated his forward-thinking approach, and I think that he's evolved a lot over the course of the years that I've seen him be in the Senate. So I love this pick. It's probably not for everybody, but I think that he'll do a wonderful job.
Well, everybody's saying they like the pick, which is rare. You know, people have a lot of respect for Marco Rubio. He's one of those guys that there's so many politicians that whatever the issue of the day is, they'll just run to the camera. They'll take the side that you expect them to be on, and they will eloquently explain that side, and that's fine. Marco Rubio is a guy that throughout the years, he thinks independently. He'll come up with a take on an issue like immigration, for instance, that you hadn't been thinking about. And you appreciate that because you know that he's actually trying to come up with solutions on the inside and not just pandering to whoever's got the camera at the moment.
Well, the YouTube live chat poll for today is, do you have fractured relationships over the 2024 election? Yes or no? You know, when we're talking about this, you see a lot of stuff on social media. Generally speaking, that's the extreme. But I do know people in my life who have family members who will not speak to them because they believe that, well, they did vote for Donald Trump. But the one family, I don't know anybody who is a Trump supporter who won't speak, who has cut people out of their life who don't support Trump. I know literally zero people like that.
Yeah, I don't either.
But I know multiple families where because the person who's in my life, who I know they support Trump, they have people in their lives who have said, I can't associate with you. And there is an active movement taking place on the internet with this, was it
4B?
4B. I was thinking HB2. That's something else.
Yes, it is.
4B movement where women are like, don't have sex the entire time Donald Trump is in the presidency. And I'm like, wow, what an interesting way to save the babies, leftist, feminist lunatics that are like, you're going to go on a sex strike for 4 years to show Donald Trump what's up? He doesn't know. He doesn't care. Why are you shaving your head? What are you doing? This doesn't have the effect that you think it does.
Donald Trump was going to nominate a swamp creature for Secretary of State, but he saw that and he's like, no.
Marco Rubio?
Marco Rubio.
Okay.
So it's having an effect. It's just not the one you want.
That's an interesting take. So there are people out there who are dealing with this separation, and that, even if your guy won, that's still going to weigh heavy, especially going into a holiday season where you're supposed to have your family sitting around a Thanksgiving dinner table and celebrating what you're thankful for. And I assume that the thing that I'm most thankful for in this earthly world is my family. The people who are around that dinner table, who take the time to share it with us, that's of utmost importance to me, and it's what I want to protect the most. And if there is going to be an empty chair this year because you've been cut out or whatever, that's a sad situation. So we're asking you, do you have fractured relationships over the 2024 election? Yes or no? We've got a couple people holding on the line. I'm going to take your calls here in a second. 314-241-9797. If you would like to tell us the situation about your fractured relationships, I'd be interested in hearing, because I do think that for folks who are on, you know, air quotes, the winning side of this election, it is time to prove to these people that we are not the monsters that we've been made out to be. And you have to prioritize the important people in your life and establish the importance of these relationships, even when other people are not willing to do the same. If you want to leave us some comments, Ryan will watch the comments come in on the Annie Fry YouTube chat, and we'll feature some of those here in a second as well. So if you want to join us, 314-241-9797. I would like to start here with Carl. Carl, thank you for calling the show. We appreciate you reaching out to us. Tell us about your story.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I've been listening to you every day. If you don't mind, I just want to say two quick things. First, Annie, I was on hold the other day, about 2 weeks ago, when that Josh character was on the line and he called you a nasty name, and I consider myself a conservative Democrat. I just want to apologize to him, to you for that.
Wow,
that
thank
was,
you.
I heard what he said, and it was terrible, and no one deserves to be talked to like that. I don't agree with everything you say, but respect needs to be around. I just want to say sorry about that.
Carl, that's very kind of you. I really appreciate that.
A lot of people didn't hear what he said, but I did, because I was on hold.
Yeah.
So I'm so sorry about that. Second thing is, real fast, I'll make this quick, because I know people are holding. What you said yesterday about, you know, white people coming in to save the day, like they were in Seattle for 120 days. Thank you, white people, but go home. I'm okay. Go to work.
So can I interject here real quick and clarify? Your summation of what I said is correct, but just a little context about white people coming in. No. I appreciate you bringing it up. You know, the idea of elitist white liberals in the Democrat Party is what we were discussing yesterday, and the criticism from within the Democrat Party. I don't know if it was James Carville or who it was saying, like, the elitist whites have been showing up and trying to be the saviors of these people who they kind of put out there, like, for whatever particular reason, if they don't show up to speak for these people, then nobody will speak for them. And there are blacks and Latinos in this country who are like, we can speak for ourselves. Maybe they don't agree with the Republican Party. Like, they don't agree with the Republican policies, but they're not sitting around waiting for the right white person to come around and speak for them.
Thank you. Well said. So that part, and then I'll just go into what you're talking about. First off, I love Marco Rubio. Ever since 2016, he did come in too early, didn't have enough money. But let's just move forward. I was in the military for 10 years, and then I did law enforcement for 15 years, San Francisco detective for a while. It's going to be okay. My family, I'm African-American, you know, they believe everything he says, that he's going to, we won't vote anymore. He's going to change the Constitution. They're scared. They're, you know, afraid that, you know, these terrorists means prices are going to go up on the consumption. And I showed them a clip from 1968. In 1968, it was a gubernatorial debate. It was just a little clip about what was going on in society. And you know the three things they were talking about in 1968? the three big things: economy, immigration, and Middle East, and race things in our country.
The more things change,
the same things we're talking about today.
Yeah,
it's going to be all right, people. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Even if Kamala would have won, y'all were wrong. Our country's not going to go bad if Kamala would have won. It would have been okay too. It would have been bad for a minute, maybe, but it still would have been okay. We would have still been here. We've got to realize that it's cycles. We're going to be fine. I'm going to. People were murdered, so I can vote. So I'm voting every 2 years. So it'll be okay. But and I told my whole family, they're just mad at me. Just conservative. I'm conservative, but you know, I just want the best for everybody. I got three kids. I mean, yes, I want more money in my pocket too, but that's not the only thing. And I said once before when I called, character means a lot. And I wish Donald would just, sometimes he talks and I just want to choke him till his eyeballs pop out. Just be quiet. Just do some things and make some things happen, please.
Well, so Carl, I appreciate your phone call and thank you for your service and thank you for listening to the show. I think that what we're going to get to see from Donald Trump right now is finally the action behind the words that we've been listening to for 4 years now, and he better put up. I mean, he's talked a lot about it. I think he will. I'm very much so looking forward to it, but now is the time for action. Carl,
we have to send in it.
Go ahead.
He has to send it in the Congress and the Congress now, so it should be okay to get some things done.
Yes.
If he doesn't, that's a major problem.
Well, I appreciate you, Carl. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your service to this country. We're grateful for it.
Have a good day.
Yep, you too as well. Carl is fired up. I like it.
You know what's great is it sounds like, in light of today's poll question and kind of the topic that we're talking about here, do you have fractured relationships over the 2024 election? It sounds like he and his family very much disagree about what has happened, have very different worldviews, and they're still talking.
Hmm.
That's great. I mean, keep talking.
Yes. Keep having the conversation and care more about each other than you care about, like, air quotes, winning the argument. 314-241-9797. If we might be able to fit one more in here after Robin. Robin, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. How is your relationships? How are your relationships going after this election?
Well, first I want to say the relief I feel is profound. I voted for Obama, and I have felt like I have been working really hard when I figured how I stood was different than where he stood. And I started asking questions. And when I did, I was ostracized and really treated like crap for quite a long time. And so I was used to this. But when this incident happened, it happened on Facebook. And my guy posted something sweet but innocuous, like, here we are. Let's just work together. It's going to be okay. And his adult son lost himself and just started dumping and berating on Facebook in front of everybody. And then suddenly he slid into my DM because he had found out I was a Trump couple.
Yeah.
And was having an old man about it. And he thinks his father doesn't know what he's doing, and I brainwashed him. And so anyway, it was a hideous message, and it's been sent through the family, and people are horrified because he basically did a character assassination on me. And the thing that got me was, I can handle it from people I don't know, but man,
sure,
to be,
it's personal,
called Hitler. Yeah, it was real personal. And that I'm a bad person. I'm just, those words were written. I'm an awful bad person. And he's in Denver and 30. And part of that woke group.
Yeah.
And just, you know, and I told him, I said, you can't really bully me. You know, I know that's your attempt here, and he just like went crazier. But I believe that the left has been bred into narcissism because his behavior showed a narcissist raging.
Robin, thank you for the phone call. I'm so sorry that that is your experience. I'm so sorry that the intra-family stuff is the worst. And I feel like we have to make sure that we are treating these situations inside our families, where you prioritize the family member. And I think that sometimes it seems like in this instance as well, that the number one thing you need to do is know when to just be silent let the other person say their piece. I mean, if the other person is 20 years old, I bet in 10 years they think a little differently. Maybe. But these people have been led to believe something incredibly alternative to reality.
And we're in a time right now where if you think somebody's going to really blow up, this is probably the week and a half, 2 weeks where it's going to happen. So if you can get through this time, hopefully things will start to change. Don't know if that's necessarily true, but I would think that if there was a blow up time, now is the time.
Yeah. Well, we got a couple. We're not going to take any more phone calls, but we've got a couple people hanging on the line right now, and I'm going to take their phone calls when we come back, and then we'll move on with the show. But I think that there are a lot of people who have a degree of what we just heard from Robin, what Carl said, where he's on this side. It's kind of the converse, being a Trump supporter in a larger family of people who are not Trump supporters, but being able to stick with it and stay with it. I think that these are stories that need to be heard and discussed, and we would like to share them with you. So we'll get to Tim and Mary Beth when we come back. So you guys hold on the line. We'll get to you as soon as we come back. More huge news in Donald Trump's cabinet picks. I'll tell you who that is when we come back. Don't go away.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Annie Fry Show. You know, I think it's interesting to, if you just kind of tick back to the first week of August. And when you're looking back at the first week of August, the first 10 days of August, there's a big story that hit. And it was Tulsi Gabbard talking about how everything in her life changed. And she was put on a terrorist watch list, a domestic terror watch list. Everywhere she went, when she would fly, she would have to be extra screened, that she was being watched the entire time. And it's just really kind of interesting to think about that, because Donald Trump has just named Tulsi Gabbard as the next pick for head of national intelligence. Axios reports that President-elect Trump nominated former Hawaii Representative Gabbard to serve as the director of national intelligence. The one-time Democratic presidential candidate endorsed Trump earlier this year. Trump said in his announcement, quote, as a former candidate for the Democrat presidential nomination, she has broad support in both parties. She is now a proud Republican. It's straight to the point, Mr. President-elect. Tulsi Gabbard going to get some of the keys to the kingdom to make sure that we are not weaponizing our government against its people. And as somebody, I mean, how absolutely ridiculously offensive is it that our government would do that to somebody who has served in the military honorably, in Congress honorably, who has been a public servant for her entire life, to treat her the way they did? Now She is on the other side of that, and I look very much so forward to it. So this hour, we've learned Marco Rubio, Secretary of State, and Tulsi Gabbard is the Donald Trump pick for head of national intelligence. We've been having this conversation, and we took a couple phone calls in the first segment about our poll for today. Do you have fractured relationships over the 2024 election? We're going to get to two more phone calls here, and then, Ryan, maybe you can highlight some of the comments that have come through if you want to join that conversation. Annie Fry YouTube channel, we're broadcasting live right there. Hello. You can vote in the poll. You can also leave a comment as well right there on our live broadcast. And we'll get to some of those here in a minute. Let's see here. Both want the same amount of time. Tim, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. Tell us about the relationships in your life and whether or not the election has affected it.
Well, actually, I ate luncheon out with a bunch of my old coworkers who were all union construction type workers. I won't get into the actual union or anything to keep anonymity. But everybody got along great yet. And I would say it was probably 50-50 who voted for Trump, who voted for Camille. And basically, you know, everybody got along. Nobody talked about the gorilla in the room.
Yeah.
Because the election was one-sided enough. I guess there's the rumor mills that said that could be trying to say, oh, this is what happened, to cheated it out, blah, blah, blah. Who cares? You know, everybody got along good. A couple of things were getting a little on the discussion, but everybody was cordial. You know, everybody worked together for 20 to 30 years. Everybody gets along great. Don't talk about the stupid stuff and nothing gets stupid.
And you prioritize the working relationships that you have. That matters more. Tim, that's a great anecdote. Thank you for calling us today. We appreciate it.
You bet.
Take care. Let's get to Mary Beth's phone call. Mary Beth, thank you for listening and for calling in. And let us know how the election has affected your relationships.
Hear me?
Yep, Mary Beth, go ahead.
All right. Well, the problem is I'm in my late 50s, okay? And I grew up with a group of people in North County here in St. Louis, and we were all friends, and, you know, we went on with our lives, and we, you know, raised our families, whatever. We grew apart, but we would get together a couple times a year, and now I've completely lost them. And I don't understand, you know, I didn't really get into politics. I voted for Obama twice just because he was a nice guy, okay? I heard him on the State of the Union, and he sounded like a great guy, and I voted for him, okay?
Yeah.
It wasn't until 2016 when I voted, and I have to say, I voted against Hillary Clinton, okay? I didn't vote for Donald Trump per se. I just voted against Hillary Clinton. So I voted for Donald Trump. Now, that night was when my eyes opened up on the networks. I was watching CNN, and I was like, what do they mean we still got a chance? Aren't they, they're on one side. You know, that's the first time I realized that the networks were, you know, biased. I kept talking to my friends on Facebook, and all of a sudden they said all the people who vote for Trump are racist. Mm. And I answered, I said, I voted for Trump and I'm not racist.
Right.
And I get the reply, that's what all racist people say.
Oh,
wow.
Mary Beth, that's terrible.
And I was like, this is someone who I grew up with from, you know, 12 years old. I mean, I know that, and I have another friend in that group who, she can't even talk to me when she's with them.
Man.
You know, it's just sad. The whole thing is sad.
It is.
You know, because, I mean, I can see it so, I'm not even that much educated, okay? But when you see nobody ever liked the government, and when you see the government fighting so hard against this man, then this is definitely who we want to help us.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Mary Beth, thank you for listening. Thank you for your phone call. I'm sorry that that has been the experience you have, but hopefully with time, they might come to a different conclusion, and hopefully at that point, you're ready.
I just hope that he does what he says, and then everybody will just realize. You know, that's what I'm hoping.
All right.
So, okay.
Mary Beth, thank you for the phone call.
Thank you for listening to me. You guys have a great show. I listen to you all the time.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Tell
them to listen to us. We would love that. I hate to hear that. I hate to hear that. Jaw-dropping news. Just absolute jaw-dropping news right now out of the Donald Trump appointment department. Donald Trump posts on Truth Social. It is my great honor to announce that Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida is hereby nominated to be the Attorney General of the United States. What?
What?
I can't even believe this.
What?
Matt is a deeply gifted and tenacious attorney trained at the William and Mary College of Law, who has distinguished himself in Congress through his focus on achieving desperately needed reform at the Department of Justice. Few issues in America are more important than ending the partisan weaponization of our justice system. Matt will end weaponized government, protect our borders, dismantle criminal organizations, and restore Americans' badly shattered faith and confidence in the Justice Department. On the House Judiciary Committee, which performs oversight of DOJ, Matt played a key role in defeating the Russia hoax and exposing alarming and systemic government corruption and weaponization. He is a champion for the Constitution and the rule of law. That is the third Republican congressman to be selected. There is a projected 3-seat majority in the House. What? A couple things, a couple initial thoughts here. When Matt Gaetz goes to be confirmed, this is the first one where I've thought, I don't know. He's the only one I've thought so far would potentially have any trouble whatsoever being confirmed by a Republican Senate.
He will be the ire of every single Democrat in this country.
He's going to take the full, like, you know how in a movie when something really impactful happens and the bass goes in when you're in a Dolby surround, it goes boo and it comes like right up in your face. We're going to call that Matt Gaetz from now on.
If you thought that the Democrats were going to, you know, have a united front, not that it'll matter with the minority, but if they were going to really come out hard against somebody like Pete Hegseth, that is in the past. They are now going to focus their efforts on Matt Gaetz.
Here's a perspective. Josh on YouTube said getting Matt Gaetz out of Congress is a very, very wise decision. Did Kevin McCarthy just poop his pants?
Yes. That
Oops,
did
I crapped
happen.
My pants.
Oops, I crapped my pants. And I used to be Speaker of the House. That is the name of his next book. This is a shock.
I have something to say about everything, but I need a minute.
Here.
What?
Hey. This is one thing you can be sure of. He will not toe the Washington line in this position. I mean, you want somebody that's going to think outside the box.
Do you remember we'd have Mike Davis on the show? Super fiery lawyer. And he always said he wanted to be the acting attorney general. And he couldn't be the attorney general because he could never get appointed. And then he called it his reign of terror. I think Matt Gaetz could maybe trump him.
Wow. I didn't even know he and Trump were on.
Do we have a record scratch drop in there? Because anytime you want to play it, it would still be applicable.
I heard today was going to be quite a day. Still, he was not even in the conversation.
Matt Gaetz has been on the Annie Fry Show.
He has. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
I don't remember. What were you guys talking about while I was booking Matt Gaetz in the segment leading up to the segment he was going to be on?
I do remember that.
And I was getting text messages, hey, do you guys want to have Matt Gaetz on the show? I'm like, heck yeah, I want to have Matt Gaetz on the show. One would work for you. They're like, you think 5-10 minutes? I was like, what? You guys were talking about pooping or something.
That's probable. I don't remember specifically.
I remember,
Brad, do you?
I remember trying to book it, and I needed you guys to carry the conversation while I made sure I got all my ducks in a row over here.
I do remember that.
And I remember like peeking into listening to what you guys were saying. I'm like, he's going to tune in and change his mind.
Were we talking about something like that cruise that got stranded at sea and it just got full of poop? And we were calling it the poop cruise?
I don't know.
See, that sounds familiar.
Something that we've talked about.
I do remember that if Matt Gaetz...
Matt Gaetz for Attorney General?
You were about to book him for that moment, right? It wasn't just, I want to book him down the road.
I got contacted from his people and asked if we wanted to have Matt Gaetz on the show. And I'm like, of course I want to have Matt Gaetz on the show. And It was during the Illinois governor primary because he was in town for Darren Bailey. No, it was during the primary for Darren Bailey's attempt at running for Congress against Mike Bost.
Yes.
I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I got the text message like, do you want to have him on? And I was just assuming that they were thinking like this week. And they were like, now.
Now. Right now.
And you guys were talking about like, something super stupid. We got to go back and find out what that was. Because it was...
Yeah, we got to play the interview back at this point.
I don't think that's going to happen.
This Matt is incredible.
Gaetz.
Incredible.
There are not many things that catch me completely off guard. The Pete Hegseth thing stopped me in my tracks. This is that times 50.
We were just... At the beginning of this segment, we were talking. People were calling in, of course. You just heard. I look over at Annie, and she...
You can see it on the
YouTube. Looking at the TV behind me and went, what? Not audibly, but as much as she could without saying it. And I had to turn around, and I had the same reaction.
Yeah, we're looking at different TVs across each other.
Everybody listening right now, if you're hearing this too, Matt Gaetz has been nominated to be the Attorney General of the United States. If your mouth just dropped, you are in good company. We all are shocked.
What is this going to look like?
What a couple of years is going
to
be.
All of the nominees have to be confirmed with the cabinet. They all have to be confirmed. So,
Will Gaetz fight them in the nomination process?
Josh makes another good point here. He says, my one concern is that Gaetz as AG paves the way for partisan retribution, which I really, really don't want to see. I want the Attorney General to go after every ounce of corruption that they can root out. Anybody who has used government to take advantage of the American people, I want consequences for that. But I need there to be obvious. There needs to be an obvious case for it. Like when you watched what Joe Biden's Justice Department did. Man, the Matt Gaetz thing to me feels like how I felt about Trump in 2015 or whatever when he came out. I'm like, are you serious? And Donald Trump's been great. So we'll just sleep on it. I can't believe this. Woo! What?
I know. It does open the door for people like, oh, this is so partisan. He's such a MAGA tyrant or whatever. But
the Kamala Harris people have been slowly every day, every minute is a minute away from when they lost. This is going to take them right back.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, this is right back to last Tuesday.
He won't be a Jeff Sessions if he gets confirmed. Like, if they launch an investigation or want a special counsel, his answer will be absolutely not. And that'll be that. And it won't go any further than that.
Regardless whether it's him or anybody else, they've got to go after real crime. They have to have obvious evidence of those crimes. The exact opposite of the way the current attorney general has gone about his job.
What I've been looking for 4 years now is a DOJ that protects the people from the government, not the government from the people. And whenever you look at what the DOJ has been doing, going after people praying outside of and protesting abortion clinics and all that other stuff, that is not what it's supposed to be.
Catholics being domestic terrorists.
Yes, all of that stuff. I wanted a DOJ that would step in on behalf of the citizens. Citizens in Illinois, where they are being oppressed with unconstitutional laws about assault weapons, stuff like that. Weigh in on that for us. Help us, because that's who you're supposed to help. Will he be that person? I don't know.
Did you know Matt Gaetz was a lawyer?
Well, I kind of figured most politicians had been lawyers, but I never thought about it.
It's an unfortunate default that you just assume that they have been lawyers, which I think is not great that everybody in Washington, D.C. is usually some sort of lawyer of some kind. That doesn't really reflect the American people in total. But he just has great top teeth.
There was going to be.
His top teeth are flawless. I don't know about his bottom teeth because I've never seen him.
There was going to be a headline tonight that everybody was going to read. because a lot of people will be tuning in after work. They were going to see Marco Rubio, Secretary of State, or they were going to see Tulsi Gabbard, DNI.
Man, those
DNI,
are two dramatic polar opposites.
Big picks. But instead of those headlines, they are going to see this headline because this is the one that people are going to be talking about tonight.
MSNBC is going to be a firestorm tonight.
I might just watch MSNBC tonight.
Actually, let's just do that now. We'll just put it
on. Let's just do that.
Just watch the puppy cam, guys. Matt Gaetz, Attorney General.
Wow.
Every time I say that, I'm going to have another what moment.
1992, no fear. Everybody, no, Donald Trump has no qualms, no fear. He picks whoever he wants.
Zero fudge brownies.
Zero fudge given.
Fudge brownies.
Right.
Fudge brownies.
Fudge brownies.
Zero fudge brownies given. They're all for Trump. Let's take a break. I need a minute.
Wow.
Holy smokes.
What is this going
to
look like?
Do you have fractured relationships over the 2024 election? We'll get to your comments on the Annie Fry YouTube channel next. My goodness. We'll be right back. I'm a little let down, but I'm on my mind. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Just rapid fire news hitting us left and right here during the show today. Was Marco Rubio the first announcement? I feel like, well, we got Senator John Thune as the majority leader. That happened earlier this morning. We have found out that Marco Rubio is officially the Secretary of State nominee in Donald Trump's cabinet. We have found out that the Director of National Intelligence, that has been given to Tulsi Gabbard. She is the nominee there. And just within the last 10 minutes, 15 minutes or so, the Attorney General for Donald Trump's cabinet, the pick, Congressman Matt Gaetz. Yes. I mean, I just don't know. I don't know. This could go a lot of ways. And whatever way it goes, it will go there quickly.
You know, a lot of people are going to have a lot of opinions about this. You know who doesn't care about that?
Matt Gaetz.
Matt Gaetz.
And Donald Trump.
And Donald Trump.
Yeah.
They are, man, it's so funny because we just got done saying, yeah, Rubio, he's just universally liked. Even if you disagree, even if you're far left, you got to say, yeah, Rubio is a
you're
good
still
guy.
Still cool with having him on the team.
He's, in my opinion, he's a very independent thinker, comes up with really, you know, good solutions, really just like angles at things that you wouldn't think of. Yet, he seems to get along with his colleagues.
It's a little feisty.
And that's, and he is in a good way. And that's kind of the politician that you would hope for because they can get a lot done and they're bold about it and get a lot done in a good way. Not just like, oh, let's just get things done to spend money. But he's a good guy. Then
Matt Gaetz is just a fireball.
It's like he lives to make controversy.
Yeah.
And there are some things about that that I really respect. I really, really gravitate to people like that who just are like, look, I do not care. I'm going to do what I think is right.
Well, if that's what it is, but if you are creating fireballs and controversy for the sake of creating fireballs and controversy to up your brand, then I don't have respect for you.
Agreed.
There have been a lot of accusations that Matt Gaetz is there to create a brand for himself. I don't know how many Congress people, senators or House representatives alike, aren't interested in having a brand and making a name for themselves. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You just have to have your priorities in order. And honestly, you know, I'm going to go back and look at Matt Gaetz's district and see what the margins are on his victories there. Because, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene, she wins by greater margins with each passing election. Mm-hmm. AOC, she's not struggling at all. Mm-hmm. So it's the great thing about the House of Representatives is you're representing, it's the closest to the American people that the federal government gets. A small district, you get to choose. You don't get to have somebody in some, you know, opposite color state dictating to you that, you know, the AOCs and the Marjorie Taylor Greens are in with the same responsibility in the House of Representatives.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now to try to find. So he's District 1. It's in the panhandle. I'm trying to find the district lean. It says that Donald Trump would have defeated Joe Biden, I think in this district, 65% to 33%. So that's a pretty big margin. I don't know if that's for Gates, but that's for Donald Trump over Biden in 2020.
Ender says on our YouTube chat, if Gates really makes things happen, goes after the right people and does a great job defending the people, then is it that bad that he carves out a name for himself that way? No. Mm-mm. Not at all. Just do the job. I mean, good grief. All Donald Trump does is produce. Like, everything is a visual. You're consuming a production of Donald Trump's, and he's probably the most egotistical of them all, but he doesn't shy away from that. He doesn't pretend it's something that he's not. I respect him for that. The YouTube live chat poll for today, which we've been talking about taking phone calls on and stuff throughout the course of the show. Do you have broken relationships over the election? Yes or no? Ryan, do you?
No, I don't. And I don't know that I ever have since Trump's been in office. I've definitely had some disagreements with some good friends. And I don't talk to those friends as much as I used to, but I don't think that really has anything to do with politics.
Betsy says no, unless I'm just unaware, which I suppose is a possibility for all of us. What about you, Brad?
I have been blessed with friends and family who either A, agree with me politically, or B, just don't think that that's something that's that important to discuss. And then we just go to family events and I don't think I've ever talked about politics at a family event. So it's just something that never makes the radar. So I haven't lost anyone.
Kurt said, and this is the one that Ryan highlighted in the time check, one member of his family has asked him to keep their vote for Trump a secret to avoid family repercussions. I mean, that just is a sad place to be. I'm with you though, Brad, like you don't have to have the conversation. You really don't. It is what it is. Whether it's your guy that's in office or your girl that didn't make it, what is. And so we'll wait and see how it materializes. Be willing to criticize when criticism is due. And hopefully, as I think most Trump supporters think, that this is going to be better for everyone, whether you voted for him or not. Andy said, no, family and friend relationships are more important than politics. And Andy, I think that is 100% the right way to look at it. The YouTube live chat poll, we asked you what your thoughts were on this specific question. Do you have broken relationships over the election? 320 votes in today. 69% of you said no, you don't. 31%, almost a third of our audience, says that they do. I really hope that you're able to mend those relationships, have patience, let them kind of have their moment to feel upset, and just give them reasons to look at you and be like, they just seem like they're at peace with this. Why do they seem like they're at peace with this? Make them ask those questions. Keep it right here. The Mark Rudin Show is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.